with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, Max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving there. In the streets of San Francisco,
start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid a rise in coronavirus cases, California and New York City will require all government employees to take the vaccine or face weekly COVID testing. And the Department of Veterans Affairs, first major federal agency to require healthcare workers to take the shot. The first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law has been found guilty of secessionism and terrorism. In a ruling condemned by human rights activists, the individual could face life in prison. There are more than 85 huge wildfires burning across the West, and the largest of them, Southern Oregon's Bootleg Fire, is now about 53% contained. Firefighters reporting some progress toward full containment. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are down 146 points. NASDAQ futures 20 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-770-4747 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-770-4747 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My pants seem to have a life of their own. Sometimes they just run away from home. When they go, I don't know where, but I'm standing here in my underwear saying, hey, babe, it's take your pants for a walk day. Hey, honey, it's take your pants for a walk day. Randy weighs over 400 pounds, has a little red cart he drives around. He knows he needs to lose some weight, but first he's gotta find some cake. I said, hey, Randy, it's take your pants for a walk day. I said, come on, Randy, it's take your pants for a walk day. And the Walmart carts go beep, 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 beep.
Sweatpants I work, wear rather on my bike ride every day can walk themselves.
I bet they can. You know, it was 78 degrees when I made that video this morning at 3:45 with a dew point of 75.
And what time, what will it be at boiling or bag time? Well, let's find out.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We have our first heat advisory of the summer. Heat advisory in effect today with a heat index up to as high as 106, the actual high in the mid-90s. Showers and thunderstorms will be rather numerous today. Not every town is guaranteed a storm, but some will see quite a storm because big heat produces big storms. The risk of thunderstorms continues in the nighttime hours, low 75. Tomorrow, heat index easily into triple digits again with a high in the mid-90s, more scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s on Thursday and Friday, and I think dangerous heat indices are with us right on through the end of the week. Right now this morning, we have, I don't know what we have yet. I'll check, though. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to check.
Well,
it's 76 degrees now with a dew point of 73 here at 608.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
How's your plumbing working this morning? Is it working all right?
Yeah.
You looked. That's funny. It's a known fact that whether it's a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem, even in the middle of the night. I hate it when, let's say, you're stumbling to the bathroom and all of a sudden, splish splash, something sprung a leak. Could be the toilet, could be something else, maybe a leaky faucet. But Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to take care of your problems, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. You can even call on Christmas Day, and they will take care of you. It used to be such a problem with me. Who am I going to call this time? And then, at the end, the sticker shock. They said, well, you know, we came out here in an off hour, and this is what it's going to cost. You're kidding me. It's not that way at Plumbing by Luke Wire. No surprises. In fact, it's upfront pricing. They'll tell you how much it's going to cost before they fix it. I got the whole house plumbing inspection. It's great because it's great peace of mind. They look for problems that are about to become big problems and fix them before they do, you know? And that's great if you're going to be going out of town. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Morning, how are you?
All right, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day.
How are you so happy?
I'm optimistic.
We talked about this on Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Tuesday's another one of my trigger words.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know,
every day you bump around is a good day.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
It's showtime.
We have a request. Oh, we got a...
What is it?
That's when somebody asks for something. And you try to comply, but that's not important.
Yes?
Oh, he just walked in the room, so before we get to the request...
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Like the national anthem.
My news box is empty.
Your news box is empty?
My local news box is empty.
Oh, you
hey, but think of all that extra calorie burn you'll get going up and down the stairs.
Oh, you kids and your code words.
Yeah, yeah. Rusty is up this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, so we wanted to do a shout-out and play this latest contribution. I think this is connected to the cat warbler.
Media. Media. Media.
I love this job.
Media.
Smoke itself.
You are correct, sir.
How about a nice Hawaiian punch? Did you get a little tappity tap?
Yeah.
Got it.
Wow. You guys are so much better than television.
That's what I hear.
And nice.
We have a phone call that we're taking.
A risky click of the day.
Hello.
Hi.
It's not too risky. How's everybody doing this morning?
Oh, it's William B.
Hi.
How you doing, William B?
I got a possible traffic problem in the making up here. I-65 southbound on the River Bridge.
Yeah.
There's a pickup truck in the right lane, kind of angled off. He almost got out of the lane, but he didn't. So he's broke down there, and it's going to be a problem real quick if he don't get it out of the way.
All right. Thank you for the update. How are Faith and Hope this morning?
They are doing well. Thanks for asking. How's the boys?
Well, man, Jimweenie, he's gotten into this. I think he's gotten into this old man habit, you know, like the older you get, the earlier you wake up.
Right.
And now he's up at, 2:30 every morning wanting to play.
This one, too, was trying to play in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Notice his grayish hair starting to show.
Yes.
Well, hey, you know how those Mexican street dogs are. They, you know.
Oh, no. He doesn't have gray hair yet. He's only two, but I was
Hershey.
Talking about Hershey.
Yeah, he's got a little white.
Oh, okay.
Just like Daddy. Just like Daddy.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Anyway, just wanted to get that out to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
By the way, we got some great dog videos and cat videos.
That was funny. The Olympic tryouts one.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's in our show promo for this morning.
Right.
And
breakfast.
The News Talk Breakfast
that
special
is hilarious.
Is a surprise so far. You and one other person have seen that. I look hard to find things that are genuinely funny. That's a promo for Skipper.
Look at that.
Our traffic boss. That's Skipper, isn't it? If Skipper was a cat.
That is Skipper. Even the glasses.
Yeah, because the cat's a little on the heavy side, and with the glasses, that is absolutely our buddy Skipper. And a funny Babylon Bee to defeat the Delta variant. Experts recommend doing all the things that didn't work the first time. And that's a long list. It is 6:13. Our TV topic today is...
some of life's most stressful situations.
Yes, I think we hit on that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
At 14 after, here is that local news.
Four
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police make an arrest in one of the city's latest homicides. Police have charged Jalen Ross with murder in the shooting death of Kevin Shepard. They say Ross shot Shepard on July 20th on Knollwood Drive. Shepard later died at a local hospital. Tallapoosa County authorities have made an arrest in a recent murder. Authorities arrested 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on Edgewood Drive near Dadeville. Wyckoff is being charged with the murder of Michael Johnson that occurred on Friday. And a Perry County teen racks up $250,000 in scholarship money to pay for college in the fall. 17-year-old Daniel Winfield of Marion is headed to Tuskegee University to become a mechanical engineer. Winfield never got anything less than an A on any assignment in any class ever. He says his academic success has been the result of a lot of hard work and prayer. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, we're still pretty clear all around the area this morning. Got a little bit of congestion at East Boulevard and I-85 and in front of Baptist and Alpha, and that's really about it. I-65 and 85 looking good. We got no accidents to tell you about this morning. Buckle up, smile, and have a wonderful Tuesday. Summertime's in full swing at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live. What does that mean? It means that if you watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, you'll see stories from local places with local people. We're in your neighborhoods to find the stories that matter to you. If you want your news local, then watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32 and see the difference. That's what we mean when we say that Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR and includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, here it is, the big moment, the BM as we call it. The updated Olympic medal count.
The 2020 Tokyo Games medal count.
USA, 8 gold medals. Japan, 8 gold medals.
have that updated for you throughout the Olympics. At 19 minutes after the hour.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee today is Kathy Hedwig, our listener, one of our listeners.
Yeah.
She sent me something that is truly scientific and can save you money if you want to get a free urine test. Now, having said that...
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Plus...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
But listen.
Okay.
Here's what you do to get your free urine test.
Okay.
You go to a tree trunk and take a leak. Now, if it attracts a lot of ants, you have high glucose. If it dries too fast, you have too much sodium. If it smells like meat, you have high cholesterol. Forget to open your pants, you have Alzheimer's. Had trouble aiming at the tree, Parkinson's. If you pee on your feet, that's a prostate issue. And if you couldn't smell it, you have COVID.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's a little... I know Jay's embarrassed to be hanging out with us, but...
Going back downstairs, I think something broke again.
Yeah? That bad, huh? Well, thank you, Kathy, for caring enough to send that to us. And that was brought to you by, with great pride, I'm sure, by Applied Security. They're the folks that can batten down your business, home, or a piece of property and save you money on monthly monitoring with state-of-the-art solutions that are easy to work with. 279-8338 for Mark and Vicky. Local company, local service, save money. 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. Well, somebody already has a dog in his lap. That didn't take long.
He jumped right up, man.
Look at how happy he is. Menthol Meredith has a commentary on the Olympics, but not the games so much as the fashion.
Oh.
Let's give this a listen as we get ready for TV at 6:22.
There's a big whoop about that volleyball team at the Olympics getting fined for refusing to wear bikini bottoms. And when I first saw the headline, I was thinking, well, same, because I too have been fined for not wearing no bikini bottoms. Never in my life did I think I'd end up half naked in the pool noodle aisle of Kmart, but there I was. That's what Fireball at 10:30 a.m. will do to you, I guess.
Fireball.
Only reason I got caught was because my fourth ex-husband's third ex-wife happened to walk by right as I was canoodling the pool noodle. And, well, she called the cops on me. I thought they was going to detain me, but they ended up just putting me in a dressing room, throwing a pair of Kmart jeans at me, and writing me a big old ticket. Well, okay, y'all, I gotta go. Me and Verna is gonna watch fencing, and we're cheering for chain link.
Jay, that's,
chain link, you did there?
That story they were running a little while ago about Alexa.
Yeah.
There's a new name you can give Alexa, because Alexa, that name is kind of common, and whenever it hears that name, it starts recording. So Ziggy, they're suggesting Ziggy.
Really? That's funny.
Ziggy?
Yeah.
Well, what are you saying? I didn't see this Alexa story.
Yeah, so in other words, Alexa used to be one of the most popular girls' names. But now it's 138th on the list because, well, for obvious reasons. Because of Amazon Alexa.
We had a story a couple of weeks ago about a mother that changed her daughter's name for that reason.
Yeah.
Because it was a battle between the technology and her daughter's first name.
So Ziggy's a name that is less... probably less used.
Maybe. Yeah, watch. And then in a week, some tech revelation will come along and they'll name it Ziggy and they'll have to do it again. So we are getting ready to join our friends over at CBSA. By the way, the Cleveland Guardians name may have some issues because apparently there was a roller derby team in Cleveland named the Guardians.
Oh, really?
So I have a feeling that the Cleveland Indians...
No, that was a test.
False alarm.
That was a test. So the Guardians may have to change their name?
Or pay off. You know who Bill Veeck, he used to own the Indians.
Of course.
All right, his son Mike was the guy that orchestrated Disco Demolition Night.
Mm-hmm.
He now owns a bunch of minor league teams with Bill Murray, one of them the Miami Miracle. He owned that team, got it in the late 80s, and when the Marlins were born, he owned the rights to home plate within 90 miles of Pompano Beach, Florida. The Marlins had to write him a check for $1 million to get that plate.
Yeah, they're smart those guys. Vecs.
Yep, they are. And all we're
right. ready. We're ready. We're there. We're hot now. We're really hot.
The fever. We're really hot.
Welcome back. 625. A new poll came up with a list of the 30 most stressful life situations. Now, some of the things on the list include health and financial problems, running late, not being able to sleep, Rich Thomas not showing us what he's having for breakfast. A lot to cover on this. Let's check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
This is controversial.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, we do have a surprise breakfast video you can find on my Facebook page.
You got to go to the Facebook. You got to see the replacement video for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I want to thank Larry Eakin for sending that to us, too.
One thing that resonated on this list to me is being late. I'm never 1 minute late for anything, except maybe when there's traffic, and that's
me
the other
too,
thing.
Rich.
Yeah.
See, I was, it was such a joke. This is during when I was a party boy. I used to work in Miami. I don't know if you've heard that from me.
No, that's
the
first.
And when I was out of control, it almost became a game. What time would I show up for the morning show?
Right.
So today, I take great pride in the fact that I'm here. I'm in my 16th year and have not been so much as 1 minute late for a show.
And we are so happy to hear that.
And management appreciates that.
There we do.
Jay is management.
Yeah, we do. We do.
You got to be careful what we say around
management
here.
Has the dog right
so now. So does Chase. Chase appreciates as well.
But I got my annual exam coming up, and that, you know, the older you get, the more stressful.
That can be stressful.
Yeah.
I know. You've worried about that before.
Yeah.
What's stressful to you guys?
Yes.
Ryan?
Ryan is?
No, I'm always saying running late and stuff, but yeah. I never run late. If I'm on time, that's late for me, so I try to always be ahead of schedule, but just other people that run late. Punctuality.
Yeah,
it may be related. I guess it has kind of to do with tardiness, but I stress out. I can't get a good night's sleep because I'm worried about oversleeping. That may have to do with the whole being late thing.
Right, sure.
Anybody else, do you worry about, missing? For some reason, I have this recurring nightmare that I'm getting this call, and it's, 10 in the morning, and they want to know where I am.
Well, for those of us that work this shift, you know, I mean, I've got multiple alarms, I'm worried about it. Yeah, sleeping through an alarm. Sure.
I think I've reached that age where you wake up at 3, whether you have a job or you don't.
Yeah, well,
that's a worry too much about it.
I understand.
Now, I come back in the afternoon and I do a show that's more topical, a little bit more news-based. And by the time I get here after reading the news, this is the side of my head going back and forth with trying to absorb all that's going on. It just gets crazier by the day.
Fortunately, we don't have to deal with crazy traffic in the morning, but
yes,
traffic is very stressful to me.
I don't think I've ever been in a real traffic jam coming or going at the times that I do.
Yeah.
It's amazing in this town. One day I had to leave early at 5:30 for my afternoon show. I couldn't believe the traffic, but at 6 o'clock, it's gone. most of the time.
Yeah.
Then we were going to go out of town briefly over the weekend, and Friday we had that terrible wreck on 85, and then all the routes around 85 to get around that wreck were jammed up.
Yep.
We ended up not going. We got to have a new way to get out of this area going east.
And let's be honest, 65 in the summertime is impossible south of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Because everybody's heading towards the beach as well. So, I mean, 65 is never fun in the summertime from about, say, May through September, just because so many people are southbound.
Jay, do you take 65 out of Prattville, or do you go another way?
I do. I go 31 almost all the time.
Yeah.
I'm right there at it where I live, I just hit 31.
There's always an accident between Prattville and Montgomery on 65.
One other stress in getting ready for this segment every day is what to wear.
Yeah.
This used to be a tablecloth, and I had it turned into a shirt.
You wear it well, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have you guessed, by the way?
I was wondering what all those stains were on it, so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's how I keep track of what I eat during the week, you know.
Boy, leave it to me to get a stain on a brand new shirt out to dinner, you know, like if you're eating some marinara sauce.
That's why I never wear anything brand new to dinner. Okay. If I were a band, I would be the Spillage People because I just.
Oh, that's good.
You like that? Have you figured out, David, that's the good. Famous celebrity that we've decided you look like?
Nope, oh, there's a wrap. Never mind.
Maybe we'll tell you tomorrow. We're out of time
He's
now.
He's never
going to
tell you. Yeah, goodbye. See you later.
Because there's not one. Thank you guys so much for joining us. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Are you ever going to let us know who you have in mind?
Yeah, I got to get with somebody who can do a side-by-side computer comparison for me.
Okay.
So I got to find a picture of him.
Can you just tell us so we can look at a picture of the person and then look at him on TV or something?
No, because if I tell you, you guys will lose interest in me.
Well, that's already happened.
That's already happened.
I tell you what. Tell us when we get to the new studio, will you?
I won't be going there. I'll be up here in the satellite anchor studio while you guys are downstairs.
Let's check in with Greg at our remote location.
Yeah. Okay, coming up, we have the timeline for July 27th and today's edition of Not Headline News. Later on this hour, the Cheap and Trashy. Next hour, Random Facts with Jay Scott. As always, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop. His question.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pawn Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills got stung multiple times in the face by bees. On the plus side, she won't need to pay for Botox this week. The director of the original Space Jam says LeBron James is not Michael Jordan. For instance, LeBron James can walk past a casino. A man in Arkansas with no arms is wanted for harassing women. They're hoping the judge doesn't give the guy a slap on the ankle. And today is A-Rod's 46th birthday. Or as J-Lo knows it, Tuesday. This is not headline news.
At 6:32, here's Chad, but not that Chad. Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys, you are talking about Alexa with the new name with Ziggy. Right. Also, you can ask Alexa for voice options, and you can change it to the male voice instead of the female voice.
Oh, yeah. Samuel Jackson is one of the names, and there's a lot of celebrity names you can go with. Yeah. Just like Siri, you can change the name. Some people have British name, British voices.
If it's Samuel Jackson, do you have to ask him, like, what's the MFN time? Or
you can get it. His responses either censored or uncensored
Want.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And the male is a default now, so you don't have to pay for it, where Samuel you have to pay for.
Oh, I got you. Oh, okay.
So you know the voice, right? So you don't have to pay for Ziggy's voice.
Gotcha.
And to me, it's more like Billy D. Williams, or like a Lando. I would call it Lando instead of Ziggy because it's real smooth.
Jay, what's your wake-up word? I've got two.
Oh, I've got three different ones because I have three different devices.
Yeah, me too.
So there's computer, Amazon, and then Alexa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wake-up word.
That's
how she responds. She responds
she
to
wakes
Alexa.
Up Alexa in the living room, and computer in the kitchen, and computer in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I got to be careful what I say when I'm at your house. I could be attacked. Thank you, Chad, for the heads up. Appreciate the insights at 6:33 with the timeline for the 27th day of July. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 208th day of the year, 157 days remaining, what is National Take Your Pants for a Walk Day mean? Do you know?
We already had the.
I heard that earlier.
Later.
I don't know what it means. Today is National Scotch Day, and if they're talking about Scotch, the whiskey, it's awful. But I guess you acquire a taste for it. Some people love it. It's Walk on Stilts Day. Have you ever walked on stilts?
Yes, I have.
What was that pogo thing that we...
The pogo stick.
The pogo stick.
That was kind of like you bounce up and down on it.
It was a fad like the hula hoop, wasn't it, for a while?
Very much. And in fact, today nobody would... I don't know if they still make them today or not.
The pogo?
Yeah. That would be the kind of toy that they... today's parents would deem very dangerous.
Oh, you're dangerous, right. Yeah.
Let's see if I can buy it. I'm going to go to Amazon, see if I can buy it.
Bounce up and down and then land backwards on a fire hydrant.
Let me know if you find pogo.
Yep, they still make them.
Okay.
And they're about 50 bucks.
50 bucks?
50 bucks.
Back in my day, they weren't.
I'm seeing ranges of 50 and 40.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah, probably the 41 would be defective. 1586, tobacco was first brought to England by Sir Walter Raleigh. Is that why North Carolina, his capital is Raleigh, right?
That could be, and of course, Raleigh cigarettes.
Yeah, I remember the logo for Raleigh cigarettes. Remember that?
Yeah, it's kind of a brown beige.
Yeah.
With his face on the front.
1866, after two failures, Cyrus Field succeeds in laying the first underground telegraph cable between North America and Europe. It changed the world. Instant communications with Europe. Used to take a long time to get news from what happened.
One of the great scenes in Churchill was when Winston and FDR were communicating.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he had a booth, didn't he?
Yes.
For secrecy and stuff like that. 1949, the first jet-propelled airliner, the British de Havilland Comet, makes its maiden test flight in England or Britain.
That plane had a lot of issues.
Did it?
Couple of crashes that killed a lot of people, and they had to figure out it was the way the cabin was depressurizing or pressurized. It would crack and blow up.
You and I were talking about Bugs Bunny a little while ago. On this date, 81 years ago, in 1940, Bugs Bunny made its first official debut, teamed up with Elmer Fudd in the Warner Brothers cartoon called A Wild Hare, the first cartoon with Bugs in his final redesign. Remember how goofy he looked at first?
Actually,
he looked
kind of mean.
Yeah.
At first. Then he looked, they thinned him out, gave him the funny face.
And the attitude.
But Elmer never changed.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
68 years ago, 1953, the Korean War ended. Nearly 7,700 U.S. servicemen still missing from that war. But in 2018, North Korea finally handed over the remains of some of the POWs that were already identified. 1960, Vice President Nixon nominated for president at the Republican National Convention in...
This is 72?
Yeah. 60.
Oh, in 60. That was L.A., wasn't it?
Chicago, Illinois.
Didn't know that.
You were just a lad.
The Democrats were in Chicago that year.
No, apparently not. Now our song of the day, Summer of Love, 1967, one of the greatest intros in the history of pop music. The great Jackie Wilson. We've done it before, but there's so much musically happening in this intro. The buildup, I love this. Here comes the first hook right here. That's it. Now, give me a little bit of the drums right here. Love it. Your love's lifted me higher, higher than I've ever been lifted before.
Your love lifted me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore. You know your love keep on lifting higher, higher and higher. I said your love keep on lifting higher and higher.
Did he have any other big hits? I can't think of any off the top of my head. Yeah. That's a great top 40 song. 1974, the House Judiciary Committee voted 27-11 to recommend Nixon's impeachment on a charge that he had personally tried to obstruct justice in the Watergate case. Mm. 76, John Lennon gets his green card, granting him permanent residency in the U.S. 1976, Tina Turner filed for divorce from Ike. Ike's dead, right?
Yeah. And she lives in Sweden now.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Sweden, yeah, either Sweden or Switzerland.
She still doesn't look her age.
You know? Nope.
1981, six-year-old Adam Walsh, abducted from a mall in Hollywood, Florida, later found murdered in the aftermath.
I was there when that happened.
Yeah, it was terrible. Adam's father, of course, John Walsh, became the leading victims' rights activist, host of a long-running television show, America's Most Wanted.
Did a lot of fundraising with Mr. Walsh in the time following that to fund the effort to get to Congress and get Adam's law passed.
This is a time when a terrible tragedy precipitated something to happen that may have saved a lot more lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he channeled his grief into that career. That was not about ego. That was about processing the loss of a kid, which...
Six years old. Good-looking kid, too. 1984, Purple Rain, starring Prince, opened nationwide. 1984, Pete Rose passed Ty Cobb's record for the most singles in a career. You want to take a guess? Most singles in a career?
3,000.
Oh, you're so far off. Yeah, that's good. Good start.
Is the next number a 6 or 7?
5. 3503.
Okay.
1995, the Korean Veterans Memorial was dedicated in Washington on the 42nd anniversary of the end of the Korean War. That's a nice Veterans Memorial. Have you seen the World War II Memorial?
No, I haven't been there since that was open.
Both theaters are... I love the
looks
presentation.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is really good. 1996, a pipe bomb exploded at Centennial Park in Atlanta, killing one person, injuring more than 100. It was during the Olympics, of course. 2002, John Entwistle, 57, of The Who, found dead in his hotel room in Las Vegas. Cocaine is ruled... The death is ruled accidental.
Oh, we had... Wiley Pounds, I think it was Wiley, he didn't say his name, but it sounded like him. He called in to let you know that the other hit that guy had.
Oh, Jackie Wilson?
Yeah, yes. Lonely Tilter. Lonely
oh, yes,
Teardrops.
Of course. Of course, yeah. Thanks, Wiley. 2003, if you were, Wiley. Comedy legend Bob Hope.
That is your real name?
Bob Hope died on the state in 2003 at the age of?
100.
Exactly. Pneumonia. 2018, CBS chairman Leslie Moonves, is that the way you say
yes.
it, is accused of sexual misconduct. That was in the New Yorker, Ronan Farrow.
Yeah, if that guy wasn't the biggest in network media, I don't know who was.
Man, all those guys in power and their sexual
misconduct. Harvey Weinstein, all of them started to fall around the same time.
I started watching a thing last night, but I stopped it because I thought it was about... it was actually about Harvey Weinstein. It's on HBO Max. It's Ronan Farrow.
Oh,
and
oh,
it's
really?
It's a podcast, but they videotaped it, and it's like 6 episodes long. But it's all about how they kind of
piece together the story.
Yeah, and they got audio clips of him talking to those women.
Is that right?
And the things he was saying to them. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's. We didn't start because we thought it was about more about like a murderer, serial killer, because we didn't know that that's what it was about. Right. But and so
it was just creepy,
very creepy. Okay, so now birthdays. A-Rod, as we found out a little bit earlier, is 46 today. There's got to be a morning after. Maureen McGovern is 72. Not many mornings left. I'm sorry. That's awful.
Hey, I had lunch with her in 1973. So be careful about how you talk about my girl.
My girl.
She's cute, too.
Peggy Fleming is the Olympic gold medal winner. How old do you think she is?
All right, I remember she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in the Winter Olympics of 66. So
God, he knows all this stuff.
At that time, 73.
He is 73. I got one
That's
more.
That's only because I remember that issue of the magazine and how old she was.
Okay, I've got one more how old, but first we've got to do Bobby Gentry, who is either 77 or 79, it says. I don't know why there's a discrepancy there.
She didn't drop off the Tallahatchie Bridge?
No, that was Billy Joe that did that. Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
It did too.
Yeah. How old is Norman Lear today? TV producer, famous person, All in the Family. Jeffersons, One Day at a Time.
That's a tough one. I have no clue.
All right, hang on. Everybody remain calm.
I'm ready to slam.
A little news story.
Ready to slam this
in
paper.
My head.
Yeah.
And I'm connecting this to the passing of Carl Reiner.
Uh-huh.
Because he and Mel Brooks.
They were buddies. Yeah.
99.
That's correct. And dead or alive, Jerry Van Dyke.
I think he's gone.
He's still dead. He died in 2018. We're 38 days until Labor Day weekend. That means football we care about is 39 days away, 121 days till Thanksgiving, and Christmas Day is now just 151 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Slammin' Rich Thomas. Poor, you know, Jerry Van Dyke, I kind of always felt sorry for him because if it weren't for his brother, he wouldn't have had a real celebrity career. Everything he was in kind of failed. My Mother, the Car.
Yeah.
They considered him as Barney Fife's replacement on Andy Griffith, and it didn't work.
And then he was on Coach. Remember that?
Yeah, he was on that for a while. That was one of his longer,
bigger things.
Stints.
And then the brother is what? Dick's 98? Something like that?
He's in the upper 90s. 95, yeah. 96, somewhere in there. Yeah. Can you check that out? See how accurate I am? See, that way I can remember it, so the next time he says, how old is Dick Van Dyke today? I can be accurate.
And you want me to look up his...
And Rich will have to age. Slam it again.
Yep.
Dick Van Dyke is... As he searches... I was searching for something else, because the house that they used for the exterior shots of Coach, I was trying to find that. 95.
Oh.
See?
He will be 96.
When's his birthday?
In December.
Okay. You don't want to. You won't have to bother asking me on that when that day rolls around.
Yeah, okay, buddy. So what is this? How many months? So we're 151 days till Christmas. So anyway,
I won't forget.
All right.
646.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge, and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Oh, forgive me, Sam. As Elmer Fudd would say, today is going to be very, very interesting weather-wise because, well, for one thing, we have a heat advisory in effect, and big heat can produce big storms. Today's high in the mid-90s, heat index as high as 106. Showers and storms will be rather numerous today. Many towns will get wet. No guarantee that every town will. A couple stronger storms certainly possible. The risk of storms continues into the nighttime hours, low 75. Tomorrow, heat index again in triple digits, highs in the mid-90s, and more scattered storms tomorrow. Then upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices each day. Right now this morning, 76 degrees. It's 646.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This past Saturday, I pulled into Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Right as they opened at 8 o'clock, and it was great to get that pit crew service. I needed everything checked out, diagnostics run, the tires rotated and inspected. I knew the oil had to be changed, all the fluids looked at. And, of course, when you leave, everything from your windshield washer, it's all full up and ready to go. And while they were doing that, I was in their very comfortable waiting room getting some work done.
Yes, you were.
It was a great combination. Yeah, they're open Saturday, so if that's the day. And I recommend, you know, getting there early. That's one of the advantages of being first. Get it done. By the time I had wrapped up my little project, they had the car ready to go. You can win the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire just by calling the show this week and being eligible for our grand prize drawing on Friday. They have certified technicians to handle repairs of all types, including more sophisticated things. If your check engine light comes on, take it to one of Don's three locations. Need a tire? Go to any one of the three locations. Get a wholesale price on your favorite name brand. You'll find Don Duncan serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 by the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison. And that was like as fast to that location from Arrowhead as it is to Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, where the third location is.
Bell Road is my stopping place.
Great group at all three.
Right.
648 Traffic, Keeping Trash coming up next.
Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic, they are still working an accident on East South Boulevard in front of Baptist Medical Center. Right at Morrow Drive, use caution there. We are light to moderate all over Montgomery. Highway 231, putting a few more cars onto the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. Highway 31's a little active out of Prattville this morning, and that's about it. We do have a minor accident on Alabama Highway 126. That's right at Mount Meigs, right where a lot of folks come out from the waters in the morning in Pike Road. Use caution there, and watch out for emergency vehicles responding. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. Good credit, slow credit, doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid a rise in coronavirus cases, California and New York City will require all government employees to take the vaccine or face weekly COVID testing. And the Department of Veterans Affairs, first major federal agency to require healthcare workers to take the shot. The first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law has been found guilty of secessionism and terrorism. In a ruling condemned by human rights activists, the individual could face life in prison. There are more than 85 huge wildfires burning across the West, and the largest of them, Southern Oregon's Bootleg Fire, is now about 53% contained. Firefighters reporting some progress toward full containment. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are down 146 points. NASDAQ futures 20 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-770-4747 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-770-4747 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Liggers Bakery, our name is synonymous with tradition. Liggers has been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From our legendary mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Remember to call Liggers to order the custom cookies and cakes that make summertime sweeter. Visit Liggers Bakery on Facebook and Instagram for photos and more information. Or call to place your order today, 288-6550. Or come by the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. Come home. Come on home to Liggers.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Switching season is back at WOW. Get super fast, extra reliable internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at wowie.com today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. Says here we now have 19 medals. We're tied with China. So we must be, like, equal to them, right?
I think it's up to 22 now.
We got an Auburn graduate. Got a gold medal.
She got the gold?
In swimming. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Then there was a swimmer who won a medal, and they cut away to her town, Seward, Alaska, and everybody was going crazy live. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I read an article this morning that says, let's celebrate the Olympians who aren't idiots. And there's plenty of good ones who are out there proud to represent America. Actors who turned down major roles for various reasons. A couple of interesting names on this list. Liam Neeson turned down James Bond. So the next question you ask is,
why?
Because his wife said she wouldn't marry him if he took the role.
Is that right? How weird is that?
Yep. Most of these others aren't that interesting. I thought that was with Liam Neeson. He would have been a good Bond, too.
The new trailers are out for the new Bond movie that is going to be in...
That's like 3 years in the making.
October 8th.
Not even 3 years in the making. 3 years in the releasing, basically.
Right, yeah.
It was scheduled to come out in March or April of last year.
Yeah, there were a couple of movies that they postponed and then
re-postponed. Then they moved it to November, thinking by then, sure, nope. Then they moved it, I think, again until the spring, and then they held it off again until November of this year.
October 8th.
Yeah. Or October of this year.
And it's going to only be in theaters, too.
And if Fauci doesn't shut his mouth, they'll postpone it to next year.
It's possible.
The we were talking about scary kids in movies the other day on TV. The new Exorcist will be a trilogy, and Ellen Burstyn is coming back.
What? She played what role?
Reagan's mother.
Wow, how old would she be now?
Got to be, I'd say, 80, give or take. And you look at Ellen Burstyn, B-U-R-S-T-Y-N. I thought she was really annoying in The Exorcist. I don't think she was a strong point in the movie at all. Yeah. But and no word on whether or not Linda Blair will be...
A cameo or something.
How old do you think she is?
80-something.
Well, you're right, but can you narrow it down?
86?
You're off by two. She is 88.
Wow.
She will be 89 in December.
So she's coming back at that age.
And then Linda Blair was a little girl, so she would
she's be... She's got to be about 60.
Okay.
I'm just guessing. It was 1373 plus... what do you have?
what age do you think she is?
I'm guessing 60.
You're close. You're close. She's 62.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love to see how she looks. She became a big animal rights activist.
I did not know that.
After making some really dreadful, including one porn movie that somebody told me about.
You're kidding.
No. I didn't see it myself.
B-S-B. B-S-B. B-S-B.
Michael C. Hall says Dexter New Blood will redefine the show's legacy.
Yeah, because that last episode from the original seasons there did not do a great job.
Yeah, what is it with these shows that gather these big binging audiences, and then the last episode blows?
They don't know how to end it.
This Dexter was pre-binge. Dexter was pre...
That's true.
Pre the Netflix days, you know?
Right, true.
Well, long-running serials that people will actually subscribe to a certain service to see. Because yeah. Dexter was what?
That was early 2000s?
What was the Undertaker show? 6 Feet Under?
6 Feet Under, yeah.
Was that the same director or same producer?
No, completely different. 2006 is what this says?